Welcome to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, your quick briefing on the top news shaping the pharmaceutical and life sciences industry. In today's Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, FDA approves Merck's Lipfendra as the first oral PCSK9 inhibitor for high cholesterol. Eli Lilly agrees to acquire AtaiBeckley for up to $3.8 billion, and a pharmaceutical executive podcast explores how better questions, not just more data, define strong biopharma leadership. FDA has approved Lipfendra, a once-daily oral PCSK9 inhibitor from Merck, to reduce LDL cholesterol in adults with hypercholesterolemia, including the heterozygous familial form. In the Phase 3 Coral Reef Lipids trial, Lipfendra reduced LDL-C by 56% compared to placebo at week 24, with a similar safety profile to placebo, a companion. Phase 3 study in patients with familial hypercholesterolemia showed a 59% reduction. As the first oral entry in a drug class previously limited to injections, Lipfendra offers a new option, though a separate outcomes trial is still underway to determine whether it reduces cardiovascular events. Eli Lilly has agreed to acquire AtaiBeckley, a clinical-stage biopharmaceutical company developing neuroplastogen-based treatments for mental health conditions, in a deal worth up to $3.8 billion, including contingent milestone payments. The centerpiece asset, BPL-003, is being developed for treatment-resistant depression and has already received FDA breakthrough therapy designation. In a Phase 2 study, the drug produced rapid and durable reductions in depressive symptoms following a single in-clinic session. The deal, expected to close in the third quarter of 2026, also adds a second clinical asset targeting major depressive disorder. In the latest episode of Pharmaceutical Executives' Leading Edge podcast, Silence Therapeutics CEO Craig Tooman joins host Ken Banta to discuss how the best biopharma leaders differentiate themselves by asking sharper questions rather than simply accumulating more data. Tooman draws on a career spanning clinical, financial, and capital markets roles to talk through balancing risk with long-term growth and avoiding groupthink in cross-functional teams. The conversation also touches on the growing role of AI in leadership decisions and why Tooman believes human judgment remains essential even as that role expands. Thanks for listening to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily. For more updates and in-depth analysis, visit pharmexec.com.